Knowledge is power. Knowledge shared is power multiplied. In a time of turbulence and change, it is more true than ever that knowledge is power. Those are two quotes about knowledge, one from John F. Kennedy and one from Robert Boyce. And it really sets the stage for these mini episodes that we're doing to highlight the FireGround Commander Conference. In each one of these episodes, you're going to get a preview of what's to come when you attend the FireGround Commander Conference. We're going to be talking to hopefully all the instructors that will be teaching at the FireGround Commander Conference. But one thing to keep in mind is that by them sharing their knowledge, we grow stronger. We grow better. We unite the fire service. Even if you don't agree, you're there, you're engaged, you're learning, and then you can go back to your firehouse and test those theories. That is what makes the fire service move forward. That is what makes us stronger. That is what unites us as a fire service. So I hope that you enjoy these mini episodes. I hope that you come to the FireGround Commander Conference March 23rd through 25th, Henrico County, Virginia, at the Henrico Theater. We're bringing FDIC level instructors to help you get better in your job, in your leadership, in your fire service journey. Go to embracetheresistance.com and click on the conference tab. There you'll find everything you need to know about registration. Right now, we have 200 registrants already. The price is $150. That's $150 for 3 days of great lectures. Lunch every day feeds you know, lunch every day, snacks and drinks throughout the conference, couple social events that are happening after hours. Everything you could want in a fire service conference right in Henrico County, Virginia at the Henrico Theater, March 23rd through the 25th. Don't delay. We want to fill the Henrico Theater. We've already surpassed our registrations from last year and the very first year, and they're not slowing down anytime soon. So don't delay. $150, best value in the country. So now that all that's out of the way, I hope you enjoy this interview with one of the many instructors from the FireGround Commander Conference. Enjoy. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Average Jake Firefighter Podcast. Really excited to be releasing these mini episodes for the FireGround Commander Conference, kind of previewing the conference, give you what to look forward to. We've already done a couple, and now I'm really excited to bring this guest back on. If you have listened to all the other episodes of the podcast, you're already familiar with Andy Saccadato from the Water Thieves, and we're really excited to be bringing Andy in to teach at this year's conference. He's been going all over the state of Virginia teaching about his just water delivery message, and it's just outstanding stuff. I mean, I've been seeing pictures all over social media of triple tapped hydrants, and it's just awesome. And also joining us on the interview is Benjamin Martin. Ben Martin is the founder of the FireGround Commander Conference and the founder of embracetheresistance.com. So Ben and Andy, welcome to the Average Jake Firefighter Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
thank you, Robbie.
thank you guys for having me. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Awesome. So Andy, this may be, maybe some people haven't listened to your episode. I know we did about an hour, gosh, plus episode talking about water delivery, and we never even got to rural water supply. We only talked about just hydrated areas. So, but for those that aren't familiar with your work, give your background, give, who you teach for and all your stuff like that.
Yeah, sure. So I started in the fire service in 2006 in New Jersey with a volunteer fire company, Chatham Township, New Jersey. I went to New Jersey City University for fire science, and while I was attending school there, I applied with Charlottesville Fire, and I got hired right before I was about to start my senior year there. So I moved to Virginia, and I've been working with Charlottesville Fire since 2011. I've always had a knack for water supply. I'm kind of a nerd. So yeah, that kind of always was my niche. I taught for a couple local county training divisions and said that, you know what, I kind of want to do this on my own. I got tired of teaching the canned state program, and I felt like they left a lot to be desired. So I came up with my own stuff, started my own business in 2017, the Water Thieves. And here we are. We're going all over the place trying to spread the good word.
Yeah, and like I said, anybody in Virginia has probably already heard of you, but we've got people coming from all over the country, and hopefully going to add even more people from coming all over the country that may not have heard of you. So, you know, I what you're doing in state is outstanding, and I know you're starting to branch out into other states. And correct me if I'm wrong, accepted to FDIC this year, correct?
Yes, sir. We're going to be presenting at FDIC. We're doing our advanced drafting operations lecture. So an hour and 45 minutes on April 23rd. So, yep, that's big for us. And I'm really excited.
Man, that's and I know Ben would echo this as well. I've had the pleasure of teaching at FDIC four times. Ben, I think you're up to two or three at this point, maybe even four. That is always a great email to get saying you've been accepted to teach at FDIC, because I truly feel that these small conferences like what we're doing with the Fireground Commander stuff is where the future of it is. But FDIC is still the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
still the Super Bowl. It's still the, you know, you put that on your resume and people are like, oh, you know, and that's even something we use for the conferences. Like, we've got FDIC level instructors coming to the Fireground Commander Conference, coming to Henrico County, Virginia. So that's just always something. And so I know that's a real big accomplishment for you guys. So let's talk about, without giving away too much spoilers, let's talk about what you're going to be bringing to the attendees of the Fireground Commander Conference.
Sure. So my class at the Fireground Commander Conference is going to be advanced hydrant operations. So we're just going to be talking about methods for maximizing your water supply in the suburban or urban environment, folks that are using hydrants. And that's a lot of us in the modern fire service, it seems. We're not really going to talk about any rural water supply stuff. And you know, we're just going to be focusing on the hydrants. The one thing I really, really want to make clear, and I want everybody to know, you know, I'm a nerd at heart, and I like hydraulics, and I like to get into the numbers and all this, that, and the other, but let's be real. On the fire ground, you don't need to be a hydraulic engineer to make stuff work. And these programs, all of my programs, whether they're, you know, hydrant-based or rural water-based, are all designed to teach folks how to maximize efficiency without sacrificing functionality. So functionality is the name of the game. So we're going to teach you different methods and different tips that you can do either on the front end when you're speccing apparatus, or when you're purchasing equipment to make your water delivery in the urban and suburban environment that much more effective and, you know, with a higher probability of success.
That's all great stuff. I mean, I know on a daily basis, I'm faced with a lot of those challenges, especially the current company that I'm at, having in a rural water situation and then having to deal with hydrants on top of that. And that's, again, we wanted to try to bring some balance to the conference. You know, we've been very heavy engine, but this is something we haven't really talked about. I know we've had Dennis Laguerre talk about that, you know, hydrants to nozzles and everything, but no one's really focused a lot on water, like maximizing their water. We focused a lot on water delivery through a nozzle, but this is something that we've really, really never really done. Ben, speak to what really made you want to bring Andy in and you know, to offer his class at the fire ground commander.
So it's interesting. One of the things that I think a lot about that probably most people don't is the future of the fire service. And I'm always thinking about, you know, who carries the torch forward. So, you know, my track is leadership. So I always think about how do we pick that up and run with it from the greats. And Dennis Laguerre has done a tremendous service to the fire organizations with all of the stuff he's done. And when I talk with Andy, I think he's the heir apparent for that. I think he's as intelligent as Dennis. He melts my brain the same way. And when I had the chance to see him teach with Dennis in Richmond, Virginia, there was without a doubt that we were going to try to get him, especially since he's just up the road from us, to come in and do this class. So I think he's being too humble in some of the stuff that he's done, because I think it's just phenomenal. So if you're riding an engine, this is a class you're going to want to see. And we can have all the leadership talks, we can have all the strategy and tactics, but if you cannot get water from the hydrant to your pumper, you're done. It doesn't matter what you do and how you lead. So I think Andy's going to provide us a great 2-hour class on this. He'll be on Monday, the 23rd. He's going to follow his buddy, John Burris. And then John obviously is following Bobby, which I've already apologized to him that he's got to follow that passionate guy. But I think they're up to the challenge. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be outstanding. And again, Andy, as we start to wrap this mini episode up again, we don't want to give away too many spoilers. We kind of want people to be super interested, but, you know, to attend the conference and to either come see us in Henrico, Virginia, or just come see you anywhere. Because I totally agree with Ben. Like when we did your other episode that you did on the podcast, we had to stop because we were going like hour 15, hour 20. And I was like, man, we're not going to like this. I was like, we have to do another one, you know, because it just was such a large topic and you're so intelligent and you're so articulate in how you explain it. You know, so as we start to wind this down, let everybody know what your social media, your website, plug all that good stuff and tell us where else you're going to be. I mean, obviously we hope everybody comes in March to see you at the Fireground Commander Conference, but if they can't make it or whatever, where else are you going to be?
Yeah, absolutely. So, social media is the Water Thieves on Facebook, and on Instagram. And then, we have a website, thewaterthieves.com. If you need to reach out to me personally, it's simply thewaterthieves@gmail.com. And then upcoming conferences, we're going to be presenting at the Virginia Fire Rescue Conference, 2 days, two separate classes. On the 21st, we're going to be doing our advanced drafting operations class. It's going to be a lecture and a condensed hands-on portion. And then on the 22nd, we're doing our advanced hydrant operations, but we're doing the 4-hour block. So it's the full 4 hours of this topic that we're going to be condensing down for this conference, the Fireground Commander Conference. And then, yeah, we got gigs. We just got booked in for the Central Illinois Fire Training School. That'll be in May. So yeah, we're kind of all over the place, and it's going to be a busy year, and we're really, really excited. Obviously, FDIC in April. So, yeah, that's what we have planned. The big thing I just wanted to tell everybody before we get off here is, you know, the majority of the fire service doesn't see this topic as something that's sexy. Water supply isn't sexy. We all know that, but let me show you how crazy you can get with it and how efficient you can be without making too many tremendous changes. And that's what you have to look forward to at the Fireground Commander Conference.
That's awesome, Andy. And it's just so great to hear that you guys are branching out. You know what I mean? I really like, you know what I mean? I just, it's tough to put to words, but I really just am glad you guys are getting all this love all over the country, because your knowledge is great. The products that you're putting out, you know, your 10 pump cards. I have one.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I bought one, you know, Andy didn't give it to me or anything like that. I was like, oh, I got to have one of these. And so I spent the money and got one, and they're phenomenal. They really are. So I just think that all the stuff you guys are putting out, and it's just so great to see you guys branching out, going all over the country, getting accepted to FDIC. It's just really, really great. And I love to see guys that are about the job, not looking to do it for their own personal fame, but you guys are looking to do it because you want to see water delivery become an important topic in the fire service. And it's just awesome to see. Yes, sir. I really love down to earth guys that are into the job, getting that opportunity. So it's just awesome.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Robbie. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, man. So Ben, as we start to wrap this up, again, plug the conference, tell everybody where they can go to register, tell them all the dates, give them the lineup and the rundown, and just, you know, let's close it out.
So all the information I'm getting ready to run off is available on the website, embracetheresistance.com, and you just click on the tab that says conference, and you'll get to see this year's lineup and some of the previous excellent instructors that we've had. We are March 23rd, which is a Monday through 25th this year, at the Henrico Theater in Henrico, Virginia. It's a great restored theater, which has got just a tremendous feel. The speakers typically will walk down where the students are, despite the fact that we've got this beautiful stage. And if you ever wanted to just reach out and actually ask these guys a question, they're all available. And it's just a great setting if you're a student and if you're an instructor. So as I mentioned on day one, you've got Bobby Halton, Editor-in-Chief of Fire Engineering, opening us up on his leadership class, followed by John Burris, who's retired Charlottesville Fire Captain, doing his aggressive aerial apparatus positioning. Andy will follow him to close us out, doing the maximizing water supply for fire ground operations. On day two, we'll pick up with some more engine work. Steve Robertson from the Columbus Division of Fire will do his guide to winning engine companies, stretching for success. OJ from Magic City Truck Academy will follow him in the afternoon. And then on day three, we've invited Nick Martin from Traditions Training to come back because he killed it last year, and he's doing his first alarm strategy and tactics class this year. So we've got the page, Embrace Resistance. We've got the page specifically for the conference, which is the Fire Ground Commander. So look those up, follow us. $150 currently. If you were on the email list, you had a chance at a $30 registration for a three-day conference to see six FDIC speakers. So I hope you'll join us and reach out if you guys have any questions.
Well, yeah, man. And I know I'm looking forward to it. Of course, I'll be there. I know Andy will be there. You'll be there. Lots of hosts of other people. Right now, we're right about 200 registrations. So yeah. It's going to be great. We're really, really hoping to get that 225, 250 mark. That'd be outstanding. So so join us at the Fireground Commander Conference. Andy and Ben, thank you guys for joining me. It's been a great episode, and we'll see you guys in March.
Yes, thank you both. I really appreciate it and very much looking forward to it. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Andy.